On today's podcast with your host, Alex Jabaley, I'm going to be doing a quick recap of my 2022, kind of talking about the little holiday break I got and resetting before I dive right into 2023's work. I'm going to talk a little about my favorite games of last year, and then straight into it, guys. It's going to be a crazy year of live events for the fighting game community and myself, so let's get to it. And welcome to 2023, Alex Jabaley. And I wanted to kind of take a different approach to the podcast, which I am keep telling you this every year. You know, things just get busy, but I have a whole new system of where I'm going to be putting out a lot of content between YouTube, Twitch, the podcast here, where you can listen to on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere else, just by searching JE Podcast, your podcast. But I also got a nice little wireless mic system called the Hollywood Lark C1. I'm going to be doing a review of that soon, where I can basically have a little AirPods type case, take it with me, and me and another person can wireless mic up directly to the iPhone. But, you know, I want to put something out Monday, so whether I'm traveling or at another event, I'm going to sit down, no matter how short or long that episode is, I'm going to record it and put it out every single Monday this year. That's one of my, you know, pseudo resolutions, along with a lot of other stuff I plan to do before, and as I say it now, as I hope to, you know, not get too bogged down, but it is January 2023. Kind of look back at last year. It's honestly a blur to me. CEO 2022 came back at Daytona Beach. CEO Taku, the sixth iteration, which I'm very proud of with Puna and Tong and all the work we did. Very exciting event with the JoJo's theme. It went very well. If you were there, thank you so much. And, you know, I don't say thank you enough to everyone who attends, but if you, you know, come to CEO once a year, thank you. If you go to CEO and CEO Taku and you're not from Florida, or you're not local and you know you support me, I really appreciate it. And then not only that, but DreamHack. So, you know, I had DreamHack Atlanta. It was a return to Atlanta, about 900 players. It was a great time. As you know, that is my main career. CEO has always been a hobby, but I do run it as a business with a lot of help to put on those events. But year round, I do work for DreamHack. So lots of meetings that kind of keep me busy. But, you know, last year, kind of recovering from the 2 year break hiatus of events, you know, with COVID still kind of going strong lately. A lot of my friends, you know, just had colds, sick, you know, is or isn't COVID, but you know, I survived. I got a cold for a couple days, recovered really fast. The last event I went to was actually Holiday Matsuri, an anime con here in Orlando, Florida at the World Marriott Center, a venue I've been trying to get for future CEOs in the future. So if you're familiar with that venue, that is my current dream venue that I've been working on. And COVID kind of set that team apart right before I was going to sign a contract to kind of move CEO back to Orlando and go there. But we'll see how that kind of pans out. But looking back last year, I played not a lot of games were memorable to me. My favorite ones, I believe I tweeted about, was God of War Ragnarok. I've played every single God of War the day it comes out, so I kind of take the time to focus before any spoilers come through. Marvel Snap, a very popular card game. Tifa, what are you doing? I can walk away now with my wireless mic. A very popular card game that was addicting for me. You know, about 20 years ago, I used to play a card game called Versus System, which was a Marvel and DC kind of strategy card game. Tournament card games, and as you know, with CEO last year, we added TCGs to the mix with a free play area, tabletop, because I'm a personal big fan of it, and I know how special those communities are and how much fun they are for people to gather. And you know, the goal with CEO is not just about fighting games moving forward, it's about first and foremost fighting games, and then adding in all those elements to kind of cross them over like we did with the wrestling and live entertainment before. So coming back, you know, about to launch registration for CEO 2023. And but kind of looking back, you know, got a lot of gaming in. I'm healthier than ever. I recovered from that crash about over a year ago. Luckily, I've been subpoenaed like 3 times to go testify because allegedly they've caught one of the guys that were in the mix, and then they delay it, and then I don't get a call, and then I get another subpoena on my door, and then it's like, hey, we're gonna try to prosecute this guy again this time. So we'll see. But being alive, being healthy, having a nice electric car that I don't regret. I don't even remember what a gas station looks like, to be honest with you, unless it's Wawa. But You know, so last year, got a lot of gaming in. I've been working on organizing my house a bit and all that stuff. But it was a good year for gaming. A lot of the big games have been kind of coming back. But this year, I'm really looking forward to Street Fighter VI, which got a date announcement for June 2nd or 6th, 3 weeks before CEO. So, and of course, we're like, is it going to be at CEO? Like, yes, guys, we've run events that release the same week as the event. But this is another generation of Street Fighter that kind of changes the game and brings out a whole new community. So hopefully post-COVID, everyone that's been playing online decides to start coming out and we get a new generation of players. But looking forward to that. Logistically, you know, trying to switch over to PlayStation 5 finally for that game, if the PS4 version doesn't run too well, will be a challenge. But, you know, as a tournament organizer, you do your best to prepare and you have the right equipment. And, you know, it's not the first time we've switched. You know, Evo switched from arcade cabinets to home consoles. I switched from Xbox 360s to PS4s, you know. And so it happens every couple years. And then we get the same question over again. Like, how are you going to handle this? Like, the same way we did it 6 years ago when the last generation of games came out. So, but with that said, you know, I spent a lot more family time. Had a nice Christmas. And if you're curious about a Jubilee Christmas, honestly, the gifts just go flowing for the kids now. I got, I think, 2 hair products for my balding head from my older brother, and a gift card that they forgot to pack and I haven't received yet. Parents got me, they usually just give us cash, a couple $100 here or there. And then we just have a nice dinner, and that's really what matters. And then me personally, I just buy whatever I want that I can afford to at the time and kind of do it for that. But my nephew, I got him the Mario Kart, the actual standalone Mario Kart where it has the camera on there, and then a nice little Astro headset. He's now starting to listen to music and everything. He's about 7 years old. And then my niece, she had a wish list that her mom sent over, and it was really cool because it was basically a lot of the things that a 12-year-old girl would ask for, and then Demon Slayer merch. And I go, oh, that's what I'm getting. So I was at Holiday Matsuri, picked up some art, and I bought her just, you know, cool stuff. Minoki, I forget the character's name. Gosh. One of the less popular ones, but on the main roster of that show. And I picked up a figure, a nice painting of one of the other characters, and a few things, knickknacks, a keychain of her favorite character. And when she opened it, she's like, oh my God, this is sold out everywhere. And I had no idea. I was like, I just saw it at a booth and I picked it up. And so that was cool. She was very happy with that. Nice to see that my next generation is into anime and gaming, of course. And yeah, and then brothers and stuff, we get each other just like a $20, $30 gift. But Christmas usually is just time to spend with the family and relax and kind of reset so that I get burnt out. I try my best to have fun when I'm on these long breaks, holiday breaks from work, and I kind of just enjoy myself. So, but with that said, I've been mentally preparing to just jump back in the swing of things. And before I kind of talk to you about CO 2023, which is the first thing on my radar officially to put together, kind of run through the schedule of the events I'm in charge of or I'm a part of that I'll be running that is a part of my career and work, but also I try to make it as fun as possible for everyone else involved. But I am looking forward to, first up, will be DreamHack San Diego, the first time a DreamHack has gone to San Diego. We've done Anaheim, California before. We've done Denver on the West Coast before. But this is our first time to San Diego, and they're known for their convention center for San Diego Comic-Con, TwitchCon. So a really big push from DreamHack to kind of be one of the big dogs in the convention space, and I run all the fighting game stuff there. So me and Tong are working, reaching out to local communities out there to run, you know, Smash Brothers, a few other games with the time frame that we have. It's April 7th to 9th. And then right away, another DreamHack event shortly after on June 2nd to 4th in Dallas, Texas, which I'm very familiar with, done that a few years. And looking forward to that one. And then June, as usual, CO 2023 returns to Daytona Beach on June 23rd to 25th. If you're listening to this, guys, I know that you want to come back to Orlando, and we will. You know, here's a little candid tidbit. I was actually working on how to get out of the 3 years left on the contract, other than, you know, filing for bankruptcy and shutting CO down, which, you know, not going to happen. I have too much pride to do anything like that. But, you know, gonna make the most of it. Been talking to the city. We have a brand new main hotel called the Daytona Grand that I signed a contract with to fill up there. A couple doors down from the venue, so not very far. So we're gonna be all around it. And with Street Fighter VI on the horizon, that's about the biggest venue, an affordable venue I can get. And what stinks as a small business owner that runs these events, everything has nearly doubled or tripled in price in terms of contracts, venue space, staffing, equipment, all that since before COVID. So I have to make the most of what I'm dealt with. I hope, you know, things turn around, everyone has a good time, but I am bringing so much content to this that's going to attract a lot of new people. We're going to be ready for Street Fighter 6, whether it's got 500 entrants or 2,000, we will be ready for it with the space that we have. And in the meantime, I'm going to work to what I was already planning to do is come back to Orlando. Just COVID kind of switched up contracts and venue availability and everything that I do. So just be candid on that. I see everyone's feedback. I know some of you that don't want to go out there. It's far. I do have the shuttle buses already signed. That'll be announced with registration going live. We're shooting for the end of January. There's a lot of things, you know, kind of break down what I and Tong prepare for is figuring out how many streams we're going to have, our game lineup on what's currently popular offline, but online has obviously grown. We're shooting for about 10 to 15 main games, lots of community run events, TCG tournaments this year. I'm talking to a couple card game companies. Project Storm's returning, which is basically rhythm games, an old event that I was a part of the very first ones in the early 2000s from Tiger, who retired from the event industry and was putting together lots of events. And now we took a break during COVID, but we're back. So I'm going to be renting like, you know, 5 to 10 dance machines, official tournaments. Last time we did it, we had about 300 players across the board and just filled up that room with rhythm games, which are still actually kind of making a huge comeback lately. So excited for that, to have that back, and Stephen Lowe and his team to put that together. But for now, you know, things are coming back into the swing. I'm actually going on a work retreat trip next week out of the country for about 4 quick days, DreamHack related. So I'll be there. Once I get back, I am still on a toss-up between Frosty Faustings in Chicago or Tekken World Tour in Amsterdam. I was actually looking at a venue for a CEO Europe pre-COVID. So I'll be going back there to kind of scout again and rekindle those connections that I had before the pandemic, and then kind of see where things could lead for the future. But I'm excited for the Tekken World Tour. I've been to a few of them. They're in California. They've been in Amsterdam before. And it's, you know, a straight, a nonstop Delta flight, 10-hour flight that I can get some work done with their good Wi-Fi overseas. So that's going to be my first month alone. But again, back to CEO and how I prepare for it. It's sending out the sponsorship deck. And if you're interested, ceogaming@gmail.com. Is sending out that to a few companies I've already worked with before, some new companies, lining up the streams, the teams that I'm working with, getting an idea of how much equipment we need, talking to the hotel on a pre-mixer event that I'm doing, talking to the developers if there's anything they want to bring to the table, or, you know, Pro Tours without divulging too much. So lots of conversations I need to have, while Tong on the other side will be, you know, getting the staff together, making sure we have the space, the logistics, all those little things that I look over and we kind of tackle together. But for the most part, CEO is always my baby. So it's just a natural extension of who I am and what I do in my career at DreamHack. So it's very easy to kind of put it together and then you just cross your fingers and hope people show up, right? That's kind of the event business. But I think we have a resurgence of fighting games, especially with Tekken 8 on the horizon. Who knows when that comes out? Street Fighter 6 being a few weeks before. Really excited for that as both a player and an organizer to put that together. And I played the beta a few times, Street Fighter 6 beta, and it gave me those good feelings of a game that I want to invest my time in. And it's still early, right? The beta only had 8 characters, and lots more to come out of that I'm excited for and looking forward to. But besides that, you know, getting the website ready, updating all the pages, making sure there's no typos by linking it to all my friends, go, hey, can you read through this real quick? Adding more content to, you know, social media, preparing everything with Puna in terms of artwork. So lots of things go into this. Artist Alley applications, commentary applications. So just so many things before we just hit that, you know, it's live button. And Gareth will work on a trailer, a video trailer that we do for every, it's tradition. And when that trailer is done from Gareth, my buddy Drop, who's done pretty much every single launch trailer for CEO history, the moment I get that trailer from him and I watch it, I get chills in my spine of it's go time, right? That's what mentally gets me into doing this. And, you know, this is going to be the 13th CEO. It started in 2010, so about that, yeah, 12th or who knows. Anyways, I've lost track at this point. But just seeing that trailer, when it is done, it gets me hype, and then releasing it to the public and then seeing registration start out, seeing the people planning to attend. The hotel usually has pretty much always sold out within the first week, so keep an eye on that. And I'll, as I have backups already planned, after we've most on the hook for, then I kind of take it from there. So, but just overall, that's kind of how my June's going. And at the same time, CEO Taku will be a few months right after that, 3 months later in Orlando, Florida. We are back at the Wyndham with all the space. The event was a huge success last year, about 3,000 people. And that was based on all the anime fighters. Thank you to all you guys, man, for blowing up anime fighters over the years, like Guilty Gear, Blaze Blue, Under Night, Blazing Strike should be on the horizon, a lot of other games, from what I've, who knows what's coming. I'm sure more updates, obviously, to Guilty Gear, and again, I got to announce more rollback announcements. I have no idea what I'll get to do this year, but really excited about that event, and with Final Fantasy VII being one of my favorite games of all time, that is the theme, as it is the seventh Seotaku. And I have some ideas for that as well for what I'll cosplay. I did Jotaro last year from Stone Ocean, the sixth season, which was a lot of fun. People really appreciate it. Shout outs to Anne for making that cosplay for me, measuring me, spending a lot of time on it. And I was able to wear it twice and wear it again, and people loved it. So plan to do something entertaining like that again, because again, this is about having fun, and I like fun. So Seotaku is going to be special yet again. That'll launch, around June, July as we close up all the registration for CEO. So I don't kind of mix them both at once and deal with all that because they are under the same company and business. And then DreamHack Atlanta to end my year, December 15th to 17th. We're normally in November, so I don't know how that's going to go this year, but with a lot of Street Fighter VI out and kind of having the community established, it should be a good event to end out the year. And then in between that, who knows where I end up. I did used to, before COVID, do the Sweden DreamHack events. I am no longer in charge of those. I just help and consult or answer any questions and promote, obviously. So kind of saves me time because that was always like a week before CEO. And I look back. I don't know how I did some of the stuff I did. I had the energy then. Now I kind of still have the energy, luckily, but it was just like I was traveling nonstop and it was nuts. Now that I have the dog Tifa and kind of enjoy being home, kind of built out my home arcade. I'm going to do a tour of that on YouTube once I get everything unboxed and finished up in this room. And I had a New Year's Eve party where people came over and we just gamed all night until midnight. And then enjoyed and had good company. And I spend more time with my closer friends when I am home. I want to make the most of all of that. So. Yeah, and that reminds me back to Final Fantasy. If you have not played the Final Fantasy VII series and all their little, spin-offs, Crisis Core Remastered came out, which is basically the prequel to that on how Cloud gets the big Buster Sword he carries from Zack, his mentor, his kind of mentor, a predecessor in terms of the character arc and everything.
I'm turned up, man.
Playing that PSP game again on bigger TV and how it ends and everything, I was just like, man, this was my childhood, and it really hit me. So Square Enix, shout outs to you guys for that. That was incredible. So. But yeah, games-wise, what else is coming out? I think Diablo 4 got announced at the Game Awards, which is pretty cool. But Street Fighter 6 is the one I care most about as a fighting game player. I'm going to, whatever free time I have, I'm probably going to stream a lot of it, play a lot of it, enjoy it. I've been actually playing a lot of Gran Turismo 7 again. I've been doing reviews and learning how to edit a lot better. Tyler, thank you for your help last week with a video I just put out on an arcade cabinet review. And I just want to fill up all my time to stay busy. But I'm having fun with the video editing and watching so many videos over the years, being a viewer, right? But then understanding how they put that together, and I'm learning more and more, and I wish I did it sooner. It just takes a lot of freaking time. But I'm working on a video of a Logitech Pro wheel that they had sent me for review, and it's basically the most realistic racing wheel you can get for console. And even had my brother, who's driven fast cars, go like, oh my God, this torque. Yeah, but for the most part, starting off this year kind of, ready to go swinging. DreamHack meetings will start to pick up this week. Planning out CEO, getting that all done. The website updates with Alicia. Just making sure everything's good to go. And I want to really send out the message of what CEO is about for the new generation, right? There's a lot of new people that are going to be coming into this year through TikTok messaging and Instagram and all that, and kind of grow my brand so I can just teach people everything about fighting games and CEO itself and help others and learn and, a lot of cool stuff. On the negative side of last year, there's so much I don't want to talk about. I was actually going to help out with the Panic Cup finale and a lot of things I don't want to get into. But if you're watching this and you're used to seeing me tweet a lot more dramatic type stuff, kind of slow down over the last year on Twitter and stuff, it's because I just don't care anymore. I'm getting old and I don't like that kind of stress or negativity. So if you're somebody who's tagging me without tagging me and saying some stuff. I just really don't care. Find some happiness and find a hobby. So I know somebody's going to tweet this, like, Jamili talked about me, right? But just, there's always going to be drama. There's always going to be positivity and negativity. But just do your best to focus on what makes you happy, guys. You're going to do and accomplish so much more. And I've been a part of it all, you know, for over 20 years in this industry and events and tournaments. And I've seen it all. I've heard it all. I've read it all. I've felt it all. And at this point, man, I just want everyone to have a good time and be the people that are
in the society where I can.
But other than that, if you have an opinion, I respect it, enjoy it, but find something better to do. Find something positive, help other people out, give your knowledge to the next generation to kind of feel more positive. But you know, you just can't change people. Sometimes you just want to hug them. Like you see somebody really angry,
you just want to hug them, be like, okay.
So yeah, that's kind of my ending to it. Sorry for kind of going off on a rant, but you know, just want to wish you guys, you know, I hope 2022 is good for you. I know it was stressful for a lot of people. I saw a lot of positive changes in people's health and physicality, which is really exciting. You know, you have to take care of your own health where you can, right? If you have anything holding you back, you can't control that. But at any point, just wake up every day and do something that makes you feel good to start your day. It's gonna spread. Positivity spreads. It's the most attractive thing in the world when you're hanging out with people and you just provide a good vibe. Because I think with the way social media has been so open and honest, I see a lot of people, well, after Elon Musk took over, all my tweets get way less traction because I don't pay $8 a month for Twitter Blue. But I've seen a lot of people that just, you know, are always upset or angry. You're just kind of falling off and getting ignored, and nobody wants to be ignored. Reach out to your friends directly, man. If you're just shooting stuff off, the more you do that, the less people that are of any kind of professionalism are going to want to reach out. They're going to, you know, there's a term that I used to be called before I grew up and matured in this industry. It was like, Alex is a loose cannon. He could say one tweet and just screw everything up. So I don't do that anymore. With great power comes great jubilability. So yeah, just a little of that. You know, I would love to talk about the more popular topics like Game of the Week, movies, all that stuff in the future podcasts. But for now, just want to say that I'm back. Happy New Year to you all. I hope 2023 is successful. Let me know what you do want me to talk about. I will be talking more about, you know, my week to week on the travels, upcoming events, you know, kind of positive vibes and what's happening in the FGC and such. There's always something going on. Lots of online tournaments still. I think online is going to be still a big part of our community going forward, especially with Street Fighter VI having rolled back and kind of bringing it all out. But I hope people, you know, kind of come back to the fray with offline at events. So really looking forward to see you. I'm going to do my best with the amazing venue we have. That venue is just too, it's really good. The team I work with there is so easy, you know, and going to work on some other activities. I'm going to keep you kind of close to the hotel and venue to go forward and have fun with that. But for that, I just want to say welcome back to 2023. This podcast will go out every Monday, no matter where I am in the world. I'm going to make it happen. And again, if you want to follow me at Jabali on Twitter or just email me anytime at ceogaming@gmail.com. I pretty much read everything. And I hope to see you, whether it's online, on socials, or at one of my events this year. Take care. And until next time, guys, Jabali out.